Hey, what's up? It's C-Max. This is Matrimony of Madness. We're a married couple that dated on Halloween, we got married on Halloween, and we spend Thursday evening talking about all things spooky. We're a family-friendly podcast with all the blood and guts, and whether this is your first time or you're a frequent listener, we thank you for taking a stab at it.
So, now let me rate this one.
Okay.
I'm going to say, what did I give the other one?
You were kind of rude.
I was. I said 3.75.
You were projecting on me for my transparent review of your intro, which you bombed. Like, if you were a comedian and you got up there, if they had fruit, it would have been projected at you, in fact. And then you used that to project at me when I did decent, and you said I got like a 3.75 or something.
I gave myself a 1.25.
Yes, but you still projected... Your self-esteem was hurt, and you projected what was your own disappointment in yourself at me for doing a fairly, probably I would say, a B job, and you gave me a C.
I'd say it was a 89%.
That's...
So, like, it's basically an A minus.
I don't know. Next week I'm going to be like... Hey guys, Matrimony of Madness. Like, I don't know what I need to do to get an A.
When you get an A, you'll know.
Some people feel I'm worthy of 5 stars, even though you're apparently the star of the show, is what everyone's saying.
That's literally what 1 8-year-old has said.
She's a little monster.
Okay.
She's part of this.
You're literally saying that our entire 3.5 listeners is agreeing with this 8-year-old.
Your mom would also say you're the star of the show.
Well, we'll see.
Because you're her bright shining star. Even though she doesn't know how to review the podcast.
Well, I did help her with that. So she's going to probably get it.
She's three now.
She's going to accidentally give it a 1 star.
She's going to say 3 stars for C-Max because C-Max can't do the intro. Can't do the intro.
She's going to say 3 stars because C-Max says I can't review. But here it is, sucker.
I saw this meme today. It's stupid. And someone put, this establishment was 5 stars, but I hate the color yellow. So this is only 1 star because I know yellow. I have a firm disbelief in yellow, but this is 5 stars.
Oh my gosh.
And I was like, man.
That's a bit aggressive.
I empathize with that person. I just think about that person's life. I'm going to think about that person every day.
I mean, I don't like yellow candies.
But this was like.
Yeah, that's a bit
aggressive. You just click 5 stars and you never look at it again.
Yeah, that's really bad. You're really doing a disservice to whatever establishment that was.
We should do a segment. Idea.
I'm ready.
We should do a segment.
Guys, this is actually just our meeting that you guys are just a part of.
We should do a segment where we find people who gave really bad Rotten Tomato reviews for like good horror movies, and we can tell they were miserable about something in their life, and then try to get them on the show, not tell them why we're getting them on the show, and be like, do you remember on this day when you gave The Witch 1 star?
Or even better, instead of bringing them on the show.
I don't want to be like negative though, I just think it'd be funny.
I think it would be funny just to read them.
That would be funny.
And just think, what do you think was going through their mind at the time? But like, I don't want to focus on the negative. I want to make it a fun, funny segment.
So, I'm going for the shock value, and you tweaked it into the administrative professional aspect of it, which I respect.
It's why I'm good at Excel.
You are good at Excel. I am not. I will literally make Excel spreadsheets and have her literally fix everything about them. So anyways, guys, if it's your first time, we always do a little banter in the beginning. Because typically, ever since we started this podcast, there's always something going on. We picked Thursday evenings to get the content out as quick as we could. And every Thursday has just been insanity. And here we are at 11:16 p.m.
I know. It really is crazy.
We're going to do better about... Spooky also had some Chinese food that didn't agree with her. So we apologize.
It literally gives me a migraine every single time I eat it. And I still eat it. It's just so good. I love General Tso's chicken. Non-spicy, no broccoli.
Non-spicy, no broccoli. So if it's y'all's first time listening, we will get into horror talk eventually. And for those who have been listening, we have listeners in Japan, apparently.
Which was super exciting. Which is to insane. See. I was like, that's so crazy.
We appreciate all of y'all giving your feedback every week, all the love, all the prezzies. We do it for ourselves, but we do it for you as well.
Do you have a funny story this week?
I do have a funny story this week. As those who have been listening since the beginning or recently, we've been trying to sell our house. And I won't get into any details on that until things are finalized. But we've been kind of stalking the Ring camera just to see what people have to say about our house.
Oh my gosh. I literally...
You've been doing that, to be honest.
I literally stalk the Ring camera and I listen because I want to hear what crud they say. And go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was so mad because somebody...
That's the story I'm going to tell.
Oh, okay, yeah, then yeah, go ahead.
No, you could tell it if you want to. Before that... I texted Spooky today. We have a door that's a screen door that goes into like our main door that comes into the living room.
Oh, the glass door.
And I pulled up the Ring because this person spent 3 minutes in our house. They didn't even.
They
look.
Literally came in.
They walked in and probably went and then left.
Yeah.
3 minutes.
Yeah.
But their realtor was like, he had his hand above the screen door, and I don't know if he was trying to open it
no,
more.
No, so what it was, I realized what was happening. So,
we have that open for a reason, by the way.
Yeah.
So people can just walk right in. Because it's annoying, and the door handle falls off all the time.
Yeah, and, like, the door handle isn't on right now, so I need to replace it. And, like, it'll cut your finger if you try to open it. Yeah. So I keep it propped open, and he was trying to close this. What he did was, he couldn't figure out how to close it. Huh. Then he closed it, and then as the door is closing slowly behind him... He goes, oh, there's no door handle. That's why they have it open. Why are you even touching it to begin with?
So that goes to what I was saying. I pull it up and I'm like, I literally said, what are you doing to myself? And I don't know. Obviously, I was muted.
It didn't go through.
Yeah, it didn't go through.
It would pop up on the review.
But I say that and then I just slid it up. I swiped away and I just.
Yeah. He thought that he said, what are you doing out?
Which this person obviously didn't make an offer, so it didn't matter.
No, it didn't.
But go ahead. The story that I was going to say, that was a funny story. I thought I was talking smack to realtors over a Ring camera, keyboard warrior. There was another funny story from stalking the Ring camera that I was going to talk about, but you, your first impression, you're a little more triggered than I am, it seems. So what was your first, what were you going to say?
I was going to say, this fine young gentleman was...
He wasn't young.
This fine middle-aged gentleman was locking up the key back into like the little fancy lockbox that has our spare key in it and everything. And as he's locking it up, he goes, yeah, you know, that cat must really be fed well. Like saying that my cat is fat, basically.
You know what else? Americans are also fed well.
Yeah, I feed my cat, okay? It's called non-negligence.
Non-Ned Flandersonville.
And I was like, I can't believe they're literally saying, my cat is fat. I was offended, okay? I don't go around and go to your children and say, wow, you must be really feeding them cupcakes for breakfast. Like, no, I don't accuse your kids of
he's well fed.
Obese.
He's well fed because we rescued him and he was starving. And it's genetics. He's on a diet.
Yeah.
And, like, the vet says he's healthy.
Yeah, he's so, just a big kid.
And, like,
okay? Leave him alone.
He literally runs around the house all day when he's not sleeping for 12 hours. But cats also sleep a lot.
Exactly.
It's like, he's just...
I was very annoyed because I was like, wow, the judgment.
You're not going to go to Derrick Henry, star linebacker for the Tennessee Titans... who's muscular, but also got a lot of weight and go, man, you must be fed well. Yeah, he is, dude. He will run you over.
So you know what's funny?
What?
You said Derrick Henry and my mind went to Mark Henry and I was like...
Another person. You're not going to go up to Mark Henry, an Olympic gold medalist in weightlifting and go, man, you must be fed well. Yeah, dude, his caloric intake was high so he could represent our country in the Olympics. That's why. I digress.
Okay, so anyways... You got some news?
You have one piece of news.
I have some newses.
So you want me to go me and then you and then back to the total?
Let's do your newses first.
So my new sister. Andrea, sorry, I name dropped you again. Doxed. I'm sorry. You're my wife, dude. It's so hard to refer you. It's like, do you think Kim Kardashian referred to Kanye as like easy?
Probably.
Really?
Just for the fun of it.
Yeah, to make fun of him.
You used to call me spooky and streaming.
In what?
When we streamed.
Well, that was your persona.
It's my persona right now.
You're right. I just, you know.
It's okay. Go ahead.
Remember that whole Quiet Place Part 3?
Yeah.
Was going to come out. Did you see this?
No.
Was going to come out in 2023.
Don't tell me 2024 now.
No, I'll do one better. 2025.
What?
John Krasinski was doing there was a Paramount presentation. I don't think it was today. I think it was a couple days ago. Yeah, it was Tuesday. And he basically said 2025. And there's a spin-off movie that's supposed to expand the A Quiet Place universe, apparently. That's going to be 2023 of September
2023. So it's not the story that we know. It's just a little spin-off.
It's hard to say. It's hard to say. Oh, yeah.
My goodness. I am shooketh.
I didn't mean to do that to you. You're like, please don't tell me 2024 now. And then I just hit you with.
That was V sad.
So I apologize
That's
for that.
That's okay.
I apologize.
Just kick me while I'm down.
This just shows that we're behind. And this just is a transparent statement that we need to get better. That, you know, that the first time we ever did Sinister Sneaks, mm-hmm. The Curse, that actually comes out tomorrow. So we could have had it for the show today, but we've just been...
Wow, sorry, y'all.
Nonstop. You know, if we have time, we'll go check it out. If it's relevant content, which I think it is. So far, it looks like the reviews are pretty decent.
Oh, nice.
So
okay.
It might be something to take in. We have a big episode planned for you guys next week, so we're not going to be able to fit it in to next week, but... We are definitely going to try to fit it in at some point.
Nice.
We didn't think we'd have a really good show today until something happened, which we'll get to. Another piece of news I have, and I forgot to preface, if this is your first time listening, we just talk about like headlines briefly.
As far as news. If you guys want to know any more details, you can just do a little Google magic and go just listen, find all the details.
Do a Google magic. Go listen to any podcast that specializes in news. Like, go give them a listen. It's for banter, really.
Read your favorite Zion.
Yeah, go read your favorite Zion that she's going to continually bring up because I'm 30 Thrive.
30.
Whatever, dude. So, you know about the alien show that's going to be on FX, right? They're doing an alien show. Did you know that?
No.
You didn't know that?
No. I get my news from you.
You need to, like, embrace more content.
I'm working all the time. I literally get
looking at a video of a baby eating queso for the first time is working?
I looked at that video today when I got home from work and laughed at it with you.
I'm just saying.
I literally
grinding Fortnite's working all the time.
If my children earn it, yes.
Well, anyways, the storyline's not gonna have anything to do with Ripley. It's gonna take place on Earth, and it's gonna be like futuristic. It's not going to have any of the characters that we...
Does it even have the same company?
Yeah, I don't know. It's weird, man. Ridley Scott's supposed to be helping produce it, but he's not fully in charge of everything.
Okay.
The gentleman fully in charge of it is John Landgraf. Don't know his credits off the top of my head. It doesn't have a release date. It's one of those. It's just kind of... coming out. I mean, we watched Taboo and we've never seen a second season, and
that's supposed to be
like FX is very sparse on the details. I feel like when there's an American Horror Story, it just shadow drops.
Yeah. I was just wondering if Wayland.
I mean, I'm assuming Wayland Corporation will be part of it. I mean, that's more lore than.
That's what I was wondering. Yeah. If it's like still sticking to the lore.
I'm assuming it would stick to the lore because it's going to be the Xenomorphs.
Right. All right.
So that's just, you know, take that as you'd like. I'm a big alien guy, but I don't know. We'll see.
Okay.
Oh, will I watch it? Yes. The Last of Us, which every, you know, Super Bowl and Video Game Awards last year, I was like, we need to get a trailer. And we're not even close.
Okay.
2023, apparently.
For a trailer?
For the show.
Oh.
Which I thought they were in post production. So I don't know. I don't know if they had. I don't know if they had the reshoot or what.
Maybe people got COVID or something.
It's that one hurts me, man, because I've got release dates now for almost everything, especially today.
Yeah.
So yeah, not having the release date because we have The Boys in June. Mm-hmm. We've got another thing we're gonna talk about coming very soon. See, it hurt. We got Moon Knight.
No, I know it. Yeah, it hurts. That's things.
I really thought it would be this year, and we're not even close.
Neat.
Last one is M. Night Shyamalan has a new movie. It's very under wraps.
Okay.
I'm not just misreporting. No one knows what this is about.
Okay.
It's called Knock at the Cabin.
Ooh.
And Rupert Grint is going to be in it.
I know that name.
You do know that name.
Where do I know that name from?
He's Ronald Weasley.
Okay, that's what it is. Okay, thank you.
There's also a gentleman you know.
I'm ready.
His name would be David Bautista.
I do know Bautista.
He will also be starring.
Yes, that's amazing.
And Nikki Bird from Old will also be in it. Guess when this bad boy drops.
Let me guess.
Guess.
November.
Very good guess. This will be dropping when I turn 36.
Oh, next February?
But I haven't found a cool name for 36 yet because I just started 33.
Birthday?
On my actual birthday.
Dang, that's kind of cool.
It's a mysterious top secret horror thriller in theaters February 3rd, 2023.
Exciting. I'm excited for that.
So if we're still doing this bad boy, we'll be talking about that on my birthday. So we've got that episode planned.
Yay!
Throw it in the Google Docs.
Throw it in the Google Docs.
All right, so you got one little piece of news?
I do got a piece of news, and honestly, this piece of news is for my mom.
Heck yeah.
So AMC did a little blurb like Netflix did. And they were just doing, it's a little 1 minute trailer of things that are coming and all this stuff. So coming on AMC Plus, they're making a new TV series of Interview with a Vampire.
Mm.
And based on Anne Rice's 1976 book, Anne Rice is my mom's favorite writer.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She loves Anne Rice. She's actually reading some books by her. Huh. I don't think it's these books, though. I can't remember what they were. So, yeah. So, super exciting. They did have a 1994 remake. Or not remake. I'm sorry. 1994 movie of the series. But that now they are making a TV series on AMC Plus produced by Rollin Jones, who has produced that Perry Mason movie. Perry Mason series that a lot of people like. He did Friday Night Lights. He did Weeds. And then he also did the Exorcist TV series.
Huh. So, she wrote... So the Queen of the Damned that she wrote, is that based off the Queen of the Damned movie?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, the movie's based on the book.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's her property that they probably butchered?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Fair. And then I'm seeing...
She does a lot of inappropriate adult books also.
Yeah, we're family friendly, but we can...
But... Yeah, super exciting.
That is exciting. No release date or anything?
No release date. Just a little... It was just a little blurb. I'm assuming 2022. I'm assuming this year because the AMC's, trailer blurb was for things coming this year.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm assuming sometime this year. I'm just going to assume probably October. But I could be assuming wrong.
All right. So that brings us...
To the big ums.
To the mecca.
To the mecca.
Everybody knows what's coming.
Or they might not know what's coming.
They know.
I mean, I bet you there are probably some people who don't know.
Oh, fair. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
She whispered to me her mom doesn't know.
Mom, I don't think you know.
She...
That's because I've been literally
I wish everybody could see that you're dressed like Cornhole Yo from Beavis and Butthead to America right now. She's got a Jack Skellington blanket wrapped around. She looks like Mother Teresa, to be honest.
That's better than Cornholio, I guess.
No, I mean, Cornholio was the first. That was the Freudian slip. You look like Cornholio.
Okay.
And then I went to something more kind and warm, like Mother Teresa. But you look warm, so. So, Hannah, what do we get today?
We got, finally, a release date for apparently 2 installments of season 4 of Stranger Things.
That could go all day.
Okay,
that theme song slaps.
Okay, so literally whenever we read that episode, we're just going to be doing that for the first 3 minutes.
The first 3 minutes, we'll do it. We'll do the whole. No. We're gonna make a pitch right now. If you guys want to hear it, let us know. We're gonna do the whole theme song with our lips when we review what's volume one. So. Okay. I apologize, guys. I'm not hitting the table this time. I realized that I just bump into it.
The girth.
Yeah, and that's the one feedback.
Hang on, guys. We also realized. C-Max can't get through the doorways of our house.
I can't.
With furniture in his hand.
Like that guy said, oh man, he eats well. Apparently I eat well when I'm bringing out a desk. Because
our
doorways fit through the doorway.
Our doorways are so small. I don't even know how we got furniture in here. Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
So, well, we haven't got to talk about this. And again, for you guys, this is what we do. We hold content in. This was easier to not talk about because we worked all day and then I took a nap. And so here we are. We haven't got to talk about it. So how did you go about all this? Like, because obviously we're going to talk about, and so you guys know, we're not going to do the spoiler music. We're going to talk about Stranger Things for a little bit. That's part of what the show's going to be. We love Stranger Things. We are big Hopper stans. I'm a big Billy stan.
I love Hopper.
So I'm a big Stranger Things stan. It's got its flaws, but we watched the show literally. We watched the first season the day it came out.
We did.
We are OGs. Before, you know, I'm not going to be mad at the little kids that they're tailoring the show to now, but I was an OG, and I deserve the things and ending that I want if I'm going to be selfish, which I won't be. Mm. I'll wait. Okay. And see what happens. How did this come about for you? We're big Stranger Things fans. If you guys don't like Stranger Things, we totally understand.
And we're really sorry for this next little bit.
We put everything in the show notes on purpose because we totally are comfortable with you guys skipping around. I had friends message me, hey, I don't give a you-know-what about Scream, but I thought your review was funny, so I kept listening to it. That's great, too. If we can make content that you don't appreciate or care about fun and cool and you listen to it, that's great. But if you want to skip things, that's why we put it in the show notes. We do it for you. We don't do it for us. We don't care. We do it for you.
That's true.
So how did you come about with all this?
Like, how did I find out about... Oh, okay. Well, so, I found out because I got a message from one of your kids that you see.
Oh, okay. I got that message, too.
And I was at work, and I got the message. It was like a Twitter post, and he sent me a Twitter post, and all it said was... Finally.
Yeah, I got the same text. He sent us both the same thing.
And so I clicked on it and I was like, oh my goodness. So I saw the poster and the tweet basically just said, I don't know what it said, honestly, but it just basically had the two different dates and everything. So then I was like, so then literally like 10 minutes later, I get another message of this letter from the Duffer Brothers, and the message underneath just said, OMG, 9 scripts. And I was like, what? So then of course I clicked on that. And then I saw all the other things that they announced, like literally like what, like 4 other posters, I guess, with little words.
Okay, so you missed all that. You missed that in the beginning.
I didn't see any of that beginning. Okay. The only thing I saw first was the very last one, and then second was the letter.
So I was working with a kiddo today who's doing a lot of like on the job training. So he's applying for jobs. We're working on interview skills. He's doing like the questionnaires, and I'm in the point right now where I'm fading back. He's doing a lot of it by himself, but he might ask a question as to why they're asking this certain question. So I might say this is why, or I might say, you know, this actually is a skill that they care about more than this one, you know, teaching him those social skills and those executive reasoning skills. So I was able to kind of follow this as it happened. So the first poster is this one with Hopper and some peeps, and he's in the prison.
So which is so funny.
It's a 001 Russia. And every poster, I don't want to cut you off, just to give the kind of context. People have seen it, but it says, you know, Stranger Things 4 at the bottom of Netflix, and every poster said every ending has a beginning. And this was, I saw this, as soon, it's a just now on Facebook. Yeah. 001 Russia. So go ahead. What's so funny?
Which is so funny because I was so convinced that they were going to just ditch the Russia thing.
Yeah.
Because the other trailers we saw had nothing to do with it. And the Russian, the little Russian like trailer, teaser trailer that we got was how many years ago?
It was a while ago. I'm still convinced they had to fix things.
I think they had to fix things too. But I was shocked when I saw that because I was like, man, I thought they ditched that whole thing, but I guess they didn't.
Yeah.
So that was cool.
So every this one's Hopper, and he's at a, it looks like, you know, it looks like Siberia or somewhere, like a prison.
Like a little prison? Who are those two people with him?
I can't tell. Joyce? I think Joyce looks like one, and the other one, pardon me, looks like the science teacher. I don't have his name off the top of my head.
Gotcha. Okay, okay.
And each poster has, like, what I'd call an emergence hole portal, you know, Gears of War emergence hole.
Yeah.
Every poster has a, like, portal to.
Let me see. I don't know. I didn't see that one. Yeah. I didn't see that one. It does look like an
001 Russia was the first one.
It does look like an emergence hole.
So immediately.
We'll post these tomorrow on our Instagram, guys, so you absolutely guys can see them.
So immediately, and we're going to get into, like, what happened after this. I was the dumb one. But immediately, myself shared with everyone else is getting really annoyed because up until it's been almost 3 years. Like when volume one comes out, it will be only around a month from 3 years of,
yeah, which
of
is crazy.
Season to season.
Yeah.
Season three to season four. And I understand COVID and all that. A lot of other shows were able, like Cobra Kai cranked out like 3 seasons during COVID.
Yeah, which is crazy.
And they were all safe and there was no crunch. And yeah, everybody, those cast members like love their job.
Yeah, yeah.
And they would report on it. So I think, again, I'm a full believer in transparency. I think something happened, whether they had to wait for the kids to get to a certain age, or I think they had to do a ton of reshoots. They had
so
9,000 scripts. So
I honestly think that because of COVID, I feel like a lot of their locations they couldn't get to. Like, let's say they wanted to film actual scenes in Russia during snow time or whatever. Maybe they couldn't get there because of flights or whatever. So I
agreed.
Think a lot of their environmental scenes or locations like just weren't accessible.
For sure. That could be. That's the more positive aspect, and I appreciate you going that route. I'm going to be a little selfish on this episode because I really have a firm belief in my heart that they fudged and they had a product that they were starting with that sucked.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and quote something we just saw. And
you guys hear that?
It's
Django snoring.
My stimulants are Zumba and positive vibes, which it's not actually. It's coffee and positive vibes.
So back to my story real quick. The whole thing was, you guys are a hype machine. Did you guys hear that? I hope you did. The whole consensus is you guys are a hype machine.
Yeah.
Super Bowl ads, trailers, all this stuff, and you guys don't have a release date.
Yeah.
So then they post a poster too, and let me digress real quick. It seems like every time I stop, he snores. I hope you guys hear it. It's awesome. Let me digress real quick. You know I'm a big vinyl collector. I'm a big Stranger Things collector. Dude, whoever's doing these posters,
the like, art is amazing.
Every time.
Oh my gosh, I love it.
I'm not going to do the research now because it would take too long. I'm going to do the research because this photographer, the whole team that does the digital media,
it's so amazing.
It's immaculate.
Yeah.
It's literally immaculate. So this one is 002 The Lab, and it's just 11.
Emergency.
Walking in the lab. You'll see what I noticed here, and we're not going to do like a deep dive.
No, we don't got time for that, guys.
What I noticed here is you've got other laboratory rooms that are busted open.
Gotcha.
There's obviously a portal. Zoom in right here. You can see 11 in the glass right there.
As a baby. Baby 11.
Yeah, baby 11. So that's 002 The Lab. So they started, I feel like it was like every 30-ish minutes, and I'm following this all
the
time.
I was gonna say, what was the
Instagram between? Instagram's just timestamping it like 13 hours ago.
Gotcha, okay.
But I was following these as they were coming out. Again, every ending has a beginning on the top. This next one's really cool. The Creel House. 003, the Creel House TikTok.
Boom.
You've got a star. You got a lot of this. A lot of the stars.
A lot
there.
Of the kiddos are here. Yeah.
You got Lucas, Dustin. You've got Susie in there. You've got Steve in there. You've got
Max.
You've got Nancy in there. You've got Max in there. And again, you've got a portal there. Lots of. You got some. Just a creaky old house. And Max. Max is looking back.
Yes.
Which, if you remember, was a reoccurring thing. In the season 3 posters was a lot of people were looking back in
yeah.
each poster. She's the only Hopper's briefly looking back in the first one, and then Max is looking back in the other one. And then they do 004 California.
Mm-hmm.
Again, everything has every end has a beginning on it. You've got Mike in this picture.
Which if you guys haven't seen the last season, this kind of spoils that they're split up.
Well, I let them know we're going to be talking about it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you guys have had 3 years. I'm sorry.
You've had a long time to catch up.
You've got, it looks like Susie again in this one. And then you've got Mike and Will. And then a character, it looks like a new character.
Okay.
And then you've got just the residential neighborhood of California. Which is interesting.
Is Joyce in there?
Joyce is not in this one. And that's what's interesting is.
She's in the Russian
Will,
one?
It looks like it.
It does look like her.
So in this California poster, which was the last one before the big reveal, you've got Mike and Will together, but Eleven moved away with Will.
Yeah.
To California.
Yeah, they're. Yeah, Mike's not there.
Yeah. So I'm not sure if we're supposed to read into that at all. As I zoom in, nothing I can find here that's of alarm. So then. What they ended up doing is they did all four of those posters. People are suspecting potentially something's going on, but they don't really say. They just keep throwing the posters out. So then you get the final poster, Every Ending Has a Beginning, Stranger Things Season 4, with all of them put together.
All those scenes are put together. And then the middle is a giant Emergence Mouth.
Emergence Mouth Portal of the Upside Down. And then you've got Volume 1... May 27th,
mm-hmm.
Volume 2, July 1st.
Which is pretty close.
Pretty close to 3 years.
I meant the release dates are pretty close.
I'm being negative. I realize I am.
I'm the yin to your yang.
And I'm typically...
Or the yang to your
I'm typically
yin.
Super I'm typically very super positive, but you know, I love Stranger Things. Like, I really do. And
I know.
I take the hate for it. I get a lot of hate for it. And... I take it with a grain of salt, and I have empathy for the people that hate this show, because season 3 was legitimately a soap opera to the
end. It was not great. It was not the best. But hey, listen, at least we have a release date now, and you have something to look forward to. So there we go.
I really do. I'm very excited. I'm very thankful. And so, you had mentioned... So, I groaned a little bit when I saw it was in two parts. I was like... It's taken so long. I thought it was not blaming the Duffer Brothers, but I started to blame Netflix.
So
hold on. I'm gonna clarify.
Okay.
I am willing to come out and say when I'm wrong.
Go ahead.
I thought it was a Netflix play.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know me, I'm big at analyzing quarter earnings and all that. I know when Sony's releasing games. You've seen me pinpoint release dates because
sure.
I know what the quarters are. In video game lingo and when their earnings calls are.
Right.
So I thought this was a Netflix ploy that even though they're months apart, maybe the Q3 earnings start in July. So that's why July 1st would be the, you know what I mean? That's what I thought they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
We see Disney doing it.
No, for sure.
We've got, you know, Book of Boba Fett just ended. We've got a month that people are...
Is in what, May?
Well, we've got a month where people are bored, right? Right now is the Disney Plus boredom where they are giving you some stuff, but it's not big. March 30th is Moon Knight.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to run. You're going to have a 2 to 3 week break and then Kenobi's going to come out.
Yeah.
And so they scatter the releases on purpose to make
sure
you're subscribed.
Oh, absolutely.
So I thought that's what this was. What were you going to say?
No,
I'm going to read this whole letter from the Duffer Brothers. So what were you going to say when I
grew up? I wasn't upset.
Okay.
I was thankful because one, hang on.
No, I know, but it's just like I feel like such a jerk.
Well, it's fine.
Well, you are a jerk.
I don't know how to respond to that. So...
No, honey, you're not a jerk. That's okay. I'm a jerk.
Okay. So, I was thankful because it has taken so long, and seeing that makes me think that there's a lot of content that they're giving us for waiting so dang long.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, there's going to be 2 seasons and then a final one, which you'll read. So it's like, there is a lot still, which, yes, it took forever, but at least they're giving us a lot. So it's like, yeah, it comes out in May. And then we'll binge the whole thing in one day, basically. Mm-hmm. And then we only have to wait until July, which isn't that far. No, at least not. We know it's coming. So I was totally okay with that.
So I'm with you. Let me read this letter from the Duffer Brothers, and then I'm going to tell you what bothers me a little bit.
Okay.
It says, "Hi, nerds. Do you copy? It's been a while. With 9 scripts, which is insane.
Yeah, having 9 scripts is insane.
Over 800 pages, almost 2 years of filming, thousands of visual effects shots, and a runtime nearly twice the length of any previous season, which is also insane.
Yeah, it's huge.
Stranger Things 4 was the most challenging season yet, but also the most rewarding one. Everyone involved is incredibly proud of the results, and we can't wait to share it with you. Given the unprecedented length, and to get it to you as soon as possible, season 4 will be released in 2 volumes. Volume 1 will release on May 27th. Volume 2 will release 5 weeks later on July 1st. So that's the good news. It's coming soon, and it's bigger than ever. It's also the beginning of the end. Let me preface with, a lot of people were surprised by this. As an OG, I'm going to say that a couple times because it makes me feel good.
You've already said it a couple times.
I'm going to say it again.
That's fine.
As an OG, and having the books that I've read, the books that you've bought me that I've read, and absorbing the content, I knew from the beginning they were only going to do 5 seasons. Did you not know? You knew that.
They announced that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. People are like mad.
They announced it a long time ago.
That's what I'm saying.
There was going to be 5 seasons.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, we already knew this. People are mad that there's 5 seasons?
People are mad that after this, it's one and done. We're done.
Like after this, we have one more and yeah. We're done?
And it's, I'm sorry. I love our little monsters out there. It's the people who have graduated to little monsters who aren't paying that much attention to anything, and this is like, it's been out there that's gonna be 5 seasons. Mm-hmm. We've known. Honestly, I expected this letter to say, you know what, due to the critical success and the fact that I thought they were gonna go longer, and yeah, that would have been what was the surprise.
Yeah.
7 years ago, we planned out the complete story arc for Stranger Things. At the time, we predicted the story would last 4 to 5 seasons. That's what I remember reading, 4 to 5 mm-hmm. seasons. It proved too large to tell in 4, but as you'll soon see for yourselves, we are now hurling toward our finale. Season 4 will be the most penultimate season. Season 5 will be the last.
Technically, it's 6 seasons.
In a way.
Because 4 is split into 2 seasons.
And 4 is huge. Yeah.
So it's technically 6 seasons.
There are still many more exciting stories to tell within the world of Stranger Things. That I do not like. I do not like that sentence.
Okay.
I hate it.
So actually, I do agree with you. When I read that sentence, I'm like, they're just going to make spinoffs.
It made me think of episode 7
yeah.
of season 2, right?
Yeah, no, 3. No, 2.
Season 2.
Season 2, yeah.
And I read that.
Yeah.
I did the eye, like get rid of the eye crusty boogies and made sure that it wasn't there and it was just the devil on my shoulder making it up. He wasn't there.
So I have this special power.
Whoa.
Where I can, like, apparently erase things from my memory. Because I saw that, got mad, because I thought exactly what you thought. They're just going to cash cow this and make spinoffs, and it's just going to be annoying, and it's going to beat a dead horse. And I got so mad that I actually forgot that they put that in there until you just reminded me. So
I'll read it one more time.
Okay.
There are still many more exciting stories to tell within the world of Stranger Things. New mysteries, new adventures, new unexpected heroes. But first, we hope that you stay with us as we finish this tale of a powerful girl named Eleven and her brave friends, of a broken police chief and a ferocious mom, of a small town called Hawkins, and an alternate dimension known only as the Upside Down. As always, we are grateful for your patience and support. Over and out, Matt and Ross, which is the Duffer Brothers. Yeah, the first part of that paragraph hurts. Because the big critics of this show are loved season 1, hate everything else. Then their hatred turned into, it's just going to be a cash cow. And that, I feel like that's where we're headed, which hurts.
No, for
and
sure.
Episode 7, you go on Reddit.
It's the worst. It's so bad.
Have fun.
It's terrible.
It's you can literally not watch it.
Yeah.
And go from season 2, episode 6 to season 2, episode 8. And
you'd miss nothing.
So I wanted to talk about, we're not going to, I wanted to talk about some of the things we want to see from season 4. Maybe we'll do that right before the season comes out.
Yeah, we could do it.
Because we have Murderville episodes 4 through 6 to review.
Yes, but before we get to that, we do have one sinister sneak. If you guys watched the Super Bowl, the trailer for Jordan Peele's Nope.
Which didn't really add much to what we saw.
You know, to me it was very, what's the word I'm looking for?
Ambiguous?
Nope. Kind of like disappointing is not the word I'm looking for. Mm-hmm. I almost want to say deflated.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. Mm-hmm. I wasn't like, I'm obviously excited for the movie. We're going to see it probably when it first comes out.
We'll have it ready. Absolutely.
But the trailer just didn't really excite me like I thought it would.
So why not?
I don't know. I think it's because I just knew exactly what they were going to show me.
Yeah, I mean, we knew from the beginning that it was...
We knew it was aliens.
It tries to do this whole thing about it's not aliens, but the premise is aliens. And yeah. As we know with Jordan Peele, there's going to be something underneath.
Yeah, there's going to be, you know, layers upon layers of onions to peel back. And that's fine. But again, you know, it definitely just go watch the trailer. It's basically what you probably think from seeing the little teaser of everyone looking in the sky and being, you know, shocked and stuff like that. But you do see like this creepy hand that kind of looks like a, you know, creepy creature.
They live on, there's a big play on horseback riding.
Yeah.
Which Ocala, Florida, for our listeners in Japan, where we live in Ocala, Florida, is the horse capital of the world.
It's true. Look it up. So basically they filmed it here.
There's a big emphasis on land and horses.
Yeah.
And I like the way the trailer starts with the black man in the film. And
they were
like, this is the first black jockey.
And it was her.
Arguably the first.
Yeah. And it was her like grandfather or great-great-grandfather or something like that. So
I thought that was really cool.
I think the actual story is going to be good. I am excited to maybe see another trailer that gives me something, a little bit something else type of thing. I don't know. I just felt kind of underwhelmed a little bit.
I think your feelings are justified. I think they didn't want to pull an M. Night Shyamalan and be like, here's this trailer for Old, which is basically the entire movie in 2 minutes and 30 seconds.
And I respect that, yeah. And I'm grateful for that.
Because, you know, Us, the Us trailer could have, like, showed you the whole movie. But it didn't. It did a good job.
It did do a good job. It showed probably more than I would want, but now I'm kind of contradicting myself. Yeah. Because this is not showing me a lot.
When you see the movie, you'll come back and be like, I'm glad that trailer was the way it was. Because in Jordan Peele's mind, you either like him or you don't like him. He and I disagree on certain things, but I will, any movie he's a part of, I'll go see. Yeah. So
for sure.
I think your feelings are justified, but you know, July.
I'm going to come back and I'm going to let you guys know if I am eating crow with this feelings towards the trailer. So yes. Murderville.
So we are going to play the music real quick because we're just going to go into spoilers. I feel like last episode we already gave our overall impressions of Murderville as a series.
Yeah, and you think that's fair? It's basically the same. Yep.
So we're going to hit the music real quick. If you haven't watched Murderville, any of them, to be honest, if you have not watched Murderville episodes 1 all the way through to episode 6, if you have not completed the Murderville series, look in the show notes. Definitely stop playing now. I took it away from you.
You did take it from me.
Because you wanted to do the smooth jazz.
Oh, man. You know what? I think it's just a habitual thing for me to be like, hey, we're back.
That's okay.
All right.
Kept you on your toes.
It's true. I was shooketh.
So last week we gave our review of episodes 1 through 3. which was Conan O'Brien, Marshawn Lynch, Kumail Nanjiani.
Correct.
And so we start now at the mid-season point. We start with episode 4. Take it away.
With Andy Murphy.
Which you can speak more to her, because I have not consumed any content with her in it.
Oh my god, guys. Anyone who's watched Schitt's Creek, obviously.
Family friendly.
No, I'm just
kidding. Huh? I wanted to be family friendly.
Family friendly. She plays Alexis in Schitt's Creek, and I mean, she's freaking hilarious. As people who have seen the show know. So anyways, it's with Andy Murphy. I honestly, I'm going to be honest, I don't know what else she's been in.
Okay.
She's probably been in a lot, and I just, you know, she's great in Schitt's Creek. So anyways, so her episode was called Murder by Soup. And they find the health inspector, Alistair Hale, dead with his face down in tomato soup. Which is hilarious.
It was hilarious.
So the... You want me to just go into like the clues?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so the clues of this murder was they found poison from this poison frog found in Colombia in his soup. The soup that he ordered was in a white paper bag. However, the place that he orders it from comes in a brown paper bag with the logo on it. And caught on the security camera, they heard whistling, like someone whistling a tune.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. So, memorable moments, what'd you think? Did you forget how we do these, or?
I mean, a little bit. So, I definitely liked it. I could tell she was actually getting frustrated during the cooking part. And I think it's because, like, he...
Well, because the suspects were there was a...
So, one of the suspects was a chef, a French chef that the health inspector shut down.
And then what was the second suspect was a school teacher who had her bake sale terminated by him.
Yep.
And then the third was a crime boss.
Yeah, like, it was like a food crime mob mafia boss. Yeah, food truck crime boss. Which is interesting. So, they go to interview the French chef. And the chef is like, I'm finally reopening. If you're gonna be here, ask me questions. Like, you need to help me.
Yeah. And she does say, ha ha ha. He got what was coming.
Yeah. So she says a bunch of stuff. But I think this was the first time that Terry Seattle, which is Will Arnett's character, this is the first time that he's actually like almost been mean to the celebrity guest. Mm-hmm. Like, would you agree?
I don't think he was mean.
He was just kind of harsh. I don't know. I feel like he was very, like, what's the word I'm looking for? Maybe not mean, but was basically just trying to, like, get her in trouble. Mm-hmm. Like, the entire segment was just him trying to get her in trouble with the chef. Mm-hmm. Because he felt intimidated because she actually was cooking the pastries better.
I don't think that's what happened. She was cooking the pastries well.
Yeah, but then he got mad.
So, do you want me to say what I think now, or do you want me to wait till you get through your thing?
Just say it now.
This episode, she was bad.
No, she was bad.
She was not good at all. Like, they should not have produced this. They shouldn't have came out with this episode. It was bad. She cracked up every single time. He wasn't getting anything out of her.
Yeah, I feel like she did kind of shut down at some point.
She wasn't getting it. I mean, she said she was frustrated during the interview where he's sitting down with her almost. Like, she was...
Oh, with the teacher.
Yeah, she just was very dry. And this, again, guys, I'm just being... I'm gonna get canceled because I'm saying this episode wasn't good. I've watched of Schitt's Creek, she's hilarious.
Yeah.
However, I just think this wasn't the right environment for her. And her co-star in Schitt's Creek, who I can't, off the top of my head, I don't have his name, he's also hilarious. Her brother.
Yeah.
It's the dynamic.
No, it is the dynamic.
This wasn't the dynamic for her. Like, the off the cuff.
No, I agree. I definitely agree.
I think what Will, as a great method actor and as the writer on the skit and as someone who literally has to improvise on Lego Masters and every silly... Like, Lego Batman was probably... He improv probably that whole movie.
Oh, no, I'm sure.
So, for, like, honestly, a king of improv, he's not getting anything out of her. So then it becomes, what can I do to make it at least cringe, to make the audience feel uncomfortable? Because, like, if the audience doesn't think it's funny, What can I do to make them feel?
No, that makes sense. She definitely didn't do good. I'm not saying she did. I don't think she does well with improv.
Yeah.
I think that's what it is. The best part that she did
was her drawing. Her drawing was hilarious.
Funny.
You must love science.
Yeah, her drawing of herself was really funny. But no, I think her best improv was when she went undercover, but that's also because she had an earpiece in.
Yeah, she went undercover as a crime mob, and that was when Will puts the earpiece in, and he's telling her what to say, and she's talking about making pancakes, and she brings in, like, gifts. It's like a PlayStation 2 and, like,
like Maxim magazines and stuff. Yeah.
But that's also, she's just having to do what Will's telling.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So, like, her best, I feel like, quote-unquote, performance was the part where Will was feeding her lines. So, go ahead.
I had an appreciation for the kindergarten classroom because she makes Terry Seattle go sit in the thinking chair.
Yeah, that was and really funny.
Very, like, inorganic, like, that's what we do. So, like, when we know that there's a procedural thing that, you know, teachers or administrations are obsessed with that we know just doesn't work.
No, for sure.
And him acting like a child and, like, crawling back off the thinking.
Yeah.
Like, he really did his best to save this episode. I will say in episodes 4 through 6, I did like how they did some of the reoccurring things from the other episodes.
They did. They do kind of... Like
Lori, his partner, who was murdered. And then they continued... They continued the skit with him and Daz, who the chief, his ex-wife, the chief.
Yeah, so like the internal stuff within like the police force is kind of the same throughout the whole
series. For
sure. Series.
So she ends up
getting it right.
She does.
The killer was the teacher because she uses the white paper bags to make the puppets. She has a map on her wall of the world, and everyone puts their name on places that they visited, and her name is in South America twice. Mm-hmm. She has like a book on her desk that says deadliest animals, mm-hmm. and she was whistling to Will Cohen, saying,
was whistling at him.
Be a quiet coyote or something like that. So we knew she knew how to whistle.
For sure.
So Annie ended up getting it right. So that was that one. The second one.
Episode 5.
I'm sorry. Yep. Episode 5, the second one we watched, was Sharon Stone. And that episode was called Heartless, and basically Dr. Pierce, who is a surgeon, mm-hmm. he was found dead. His heart was surgically taken out, and then he was stitched back up. Mm-hmm. The clues were Mozart, I think, was playing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Mozart was playing in the background.
Coffee.
There was a coffee cup on the table, which they ended up just pouring the coffee in the evidence bag, which was... funny.
Really, really good suturing.
Yeah, the stitching up of the chest was mm-hmm. really good.
So in this scene, first of all, you and I did discuss this on accident. Sharon Stone's a legend.
Yes.
And she by far had the best acting of anybody.
She played the role very well. So good.
Don't know how well she responded to the improv. She went in going like, I'm going to try to make Terry Seattle feel uncomfortable, which was cool.
She went
in going, how can I get Will to mess up?
That's what
I liked.
Yeah. I think it was a good like difference or contrast to other episodes.
Can we talk really about how when they're inspecting the victim, they're playing with his nipples? Boop.
And it was so funny because
he did such a good job until the end where he started smiling.
The dead person started smiling. And that's the thing, like Sharon played along.
She did. She was like, what if I grab him like this? And then they were like, woo.
Yeah, it was so funny. And then one of the...
So who were the suspects?
So the suspects was one of them...
The suspects were
one of them was his boss, Dr. Pierce's boss. Mm-hmm. Another one was his ex-girlfriend, who he dumped like a day before he got murdered. And then the third one was the anesthesiologist that works for the company, who his wife ended up cheating on him mm-hmm. with Dr. Pierce. Apparently, Dr. Pierce was this gorgeous surgeon.
Yeah.
He.
One of the jokes was people were losing phones inside bodies because they were sexting him.
Yeah. So then they would drop their phones inside bodies during
surgery.
And that's
what they got from the first suspect.
Exactly. So, well, one of the things I thought was really funny was when they first met Dr. Gonzalez, I think. Yeah.
The third suspect.
Yeah. He introduced Sharon and goes, this is my partner. Oh, no, it's when, I can't remember, either the forensics, no, it was when they met the forensics person. Mm-hmm. This is my partner, Sharon. She feeds her dog poop.
Oh, yeah.
That was really funny. So, do you want me to say who it ended up being?
Yeah, so we've got the three suspects. The first suspect played a cello, and Terry Savage goes, that's a giant violin.
Oh, yeah.
And they played this game back and forth where Will made fun of Sharon, or Terry Seattle made fun of Sharon, and they played the question game where I'm going to ask you some questions and you can ask me some questions. And the lady's questions were, you know, Sharon, what do you think of Terry Seattle?
Well, do you find your partner attractive?
She's like, I enjoy the silence.
Yeah. What do you find the most attractive part of your partner?
And then
the silences.
And then she goes, did you cry, Terry, when you lost your virginity? So she was just asking crazy questions.
Yeah.
She did have some coffee. She did have a cello in the background. But she wasn't a surgeon. She was a doctor of health administration. And she said that he was just causing, the victim was causing a bunch of problems because of how attractive he was.
Exactly. Like, there was a lot of liability stuff going on. HR issues.
Yeah, the second suspect was, this was really funny because they had to do like a Zumba class.
Yeah, that
so
was really
Sharon
funny.
Was...
doing
Sharon's
Zumba
doing it,
while asking
all the questions. And she basically says, you know, what Spooky said earlier, my stimulants are positive vibes and something
and Zumba.
Else. Zumba. So she doesn't drink coffee or anything like that. But she did talk about how she's like engaged now and they only dated for a week. Mm-hmm. But she would cut his heart out and stomp on it because that's what he did to her.
Yeah, he ripped my heart out and stomped on it. And of course, they're doing like kicking and stuff.
Because she is a surgeon.
She is. Mm-hmm. She actually specializes in thoracic surgery, which is, you know, the part where he got cut open.
And the third scene, which I thought was the best, was Mr. Gonzalez, who he did. He basically said that he lucked out because he gets a hall pass now because he found out his wife was having an affair, and then he got to buy a boat. And this part was really funny because Will just walks in and goes, Terry Seattle walks in and goes, Sharon has a, she's a German.
She's a German doctor.
She's just saying all these stereotypical German words. She said Wunderbar.
Yeah.
And I just thought it was so funny.
German accent was really funny.
They're cutting open this body and sticking their fingers in there. And so they had like a mannequin that was shooting blood out.
Yeah.
They really tried to catch her off guard. And I'm wondering if they wanted to add that scene in there. Or if they cranked up the blood because she was trying to get him off.
Yeah.
And so I wonder if they did that to try and get her off.
Because that's kind of where she broke
a little bit. Yeah.
It was just squirting blood everywhere.
Not as far as terms of like being funny, still not the best. But as far as the acting, it was really good.
You did laugh really hard when he realized he didn't have his gun.
So that was funny because it's just the random stuff that Terry Seattle does. Is he's like, oh, I forgot my firearm. I just thought that was so funny because I had a friend who's a former cop, and he's like, "That's you're done. You're cooked.
You're basically fired."
For some reason, that was really funny.
So Sharon did not get it right.
She didn't.
She thought it was the ex-girlfriend, which was
not even close. It was Mr. Gonzalez. His ringtone had Mozart. He had the same exact cup of coffee, and he said he's an anesthesiologist. He said I wanted to do surgery. But
he went through schooling for surgery.
It was cool to turn people's brains into applesauce, which was morose.
That was a little weird.
So hit him with the last episode.
So the last one was with Ken. How do you say his last name?
Ken Jeong.
Mm-hmm. And that episode was called The Cold Case. So basically, at the end of the last episode with Sharon, he gets a phone call from his partner's desk, who has been dead for 15 years, and he hasn't touched anything on the desk. So it's like a nasty desk with like gross food and cobwebs and everything. He gets a call, and it said, I have information about Lori, or something like that. Mm-hmm. So then full circle, Ken's episode starts, and they try to solve the
murder of Lori, his
ex-partner from 15 years ago. My favorite part...
This episode was a delight.
My favorite part of this episode... This is probably my favorite episode.
Yeah.
My favorite part of this episode was when he was saying the Little Red Riding Hood
gold
part. And he had to say, like, different... He had to say the whole story of Little Red Riding Hood and like different prosodies and like it was just so.
She died. Yeah.
And then he's like.
And he's laughing.
And then he's like, now cry. And then he starts.
He's
like
crying.
He started crying. And then he's like, now menacing laugh like the wolf.
It was so good. He broke the most. But he was still.
He did. He laughed the most.
The whole time.
But his laugh is so funny.
It is. So the three suspects were someone who's in prison. Shark Tank person. I forgot what they called.
Oh, the snakes in the pit. The snake pit or something.
And then
the commissioner.
And man, to be honest, like. It doesn't even matter because this episode was so funny.
It was funny. So the clues were, which is so funny because they're going through the clues and Terry literally goes, there's so many freaking clues. Like, how have we not solved this murder yet? Like, so the clues were.
And Ken thinks everything is funny.
Yeah. So, by the way, they made Ken go down on the floor and be positioned like his partner was when she died. And he had a groan like he was dying as he's taking notes on like all the evidence and everything.
Also, the Little Red Riding Hood thing before that. Ken was telling his actual story because he is a physician.
Yes, he was a physician.
I'm a physician. I thought I wanted to go into theatrical arts. And Terry said, well, that's not work. That didn't work out for you.
Oh, yeah.
And for some reason, dude, that hit Ken so hard. And yeah, man, it was just this episode was gold.
It was.
They had him go in as a prisoner. And the first thing the prisoner does is makes him do push-ups.
I know. He can't do push-ups.
Will talks about losing his firearm nine times a year or something. Yeah. The second suspect, they go into like Shark Tank and they have this product called Icebreakers where you have to break an ice cube and pull out a question. And they're literally, the entrepreneurs are reviewing it like it's an actual product, but they only have questions for Rebecca. And someone passes because he goes, this demographic is only tailored to people named Rebecca. So for that reason, I'm out. And I don't know. It was just so good. And then. We'll wrap up the clues and everything. And then the commissioner is when he has the earpiece in. He had the earpiece twice, actually.
He did have it twice.
And the commissioner, he's hiding. He's going through his stuff. And then he's like, if you're totally quiet, nothing will happen. And then just a gigantic fart. And Ken, loses it. He starts, crying, laughing. And then the commissioner still can't find him. Who's in here?
So then the fart noises just keep coming.
He's like, well, I guess I'll do it again, you know. And then Ken's trying to say, I'm you from the future. And then the commissioner's like,
why would I want to be a middle-aged Korean-American actor?
Well, actually, everybody gets to choose how they look. Man, it was a joy to end with that season.
It was.
So hopefully you guys have watched it. If not, go watch it. Long story short, it turns out that the entrepreneur is the suspect. And yes. Ken did not get it right. His logic was good, but he didn't get it right.
Correct.
And the reason it was her is because she has Irish. She's of Irish descent. She married into an Irish.
Her maiden name is O'Leary.
Yeah, her married name is O'Leary. She was talking about all the things that she's done. So she had a hunter's brigade of stores or something.
Yeah, she invested in a hunter's supply, knife. Yeah. The hunter's knife.
And she had a heavy prescription on her glasses.
And then she loved James Taylor because she named her kids Taylor and Jimmy or something like that.
Can we also talk about real quick how Terry Seattle's trying to get an apartment and he makes Ken be the president of Finland?
Yes, in the car. So he had to do a Finland accent, which was not executed well. And he said that one of the towns was Greensboro, which I'm pretty sure is in Texas.
No, there's a Greensboro, North Carolina, I think.
There's also Greensboro, I'm pretty sure, in California. I don't know. It's
there's Greensboro everywhere.
It's definitely an American city.
It was a good try.
It was hilarious.
But see, this is where I think they had some time and planning, and they took breaks in between shots and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because with Annie Murphy, like I said, you thought he was being mean, but I thought he was just trying to get what he could get. They did so much in the Ken Yeong episode because it was going so well.
I mean, the more that...
They did the earpiece twice.
No, yeah. The more that, like, we talked about it, it makes more sense that he probably was just like, I gotta do something.
I gotta get something out of
it. Because it really wasn't good. As I'm watching it, I'm like, man, I don't think this is really, this show's not that great.
And it was a bummer to, let me tell you guys, if you are gonna do, I mean, you shouldn't be listening to this if you haven't watched it yet, but if you are gonna do a binge through, hopefully, like, if you watch 4, definitely watch something after it.
Yeah, don't watch 4 first.
No. Go like 3, 4, 5 or something.
Yeah.
Definitely don't watch 4 in just one day kind of sitting.
No, yeah.
Because it might ruin the show.
Yeah, which sucks because I really do like her a lot, but it really was probably the worst one.
I'd love to see a season 2. I think this could go with different storylines and you could just add stuff to Terry Seattle's dynamic. Maybe his wife disappeared or something. I don't know. So what would you review it since we've watched the whole thing?
I mean, I would give it a slash.
Slasher.
I'm sorry, a slasher.
You're gonna give that toilet a slasher later. All that Chinese food.
No, it's not my tummy, my head.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, my
head.
My head.
Give it a slasher too. I think when you look at the return on investment of the quality within the amount of time, I would say it's a slasher.
Yeah, I'd say it's a slasher for sure. I enjoyed it.
The weakest episode is the Andy Murphy one for sure. And I would say, after watching them all, probably the Sharon Stone one also. If you're looking for just like the comedy. Sharon Stone I can appreciate because she went in with a different objective than
Camille. If you're looking for the best acting, Sharon Stone's.
If you want the best episodes as far as content being funny, Conan, Marshawn, Camille, and Ken.
For sure, yeah. Absolutely, yeah.
It stinks that the Annie Murphy and the Sharon Stone one are back-to-back.
I agree. That was rough. And that's what I'm saying. As I'm watching this, I'm like, man, like, do I just not like this show anymore?
No.
But it's just because those episodes back-to-back were
and then
not
Ken
that
Young
great.
Delivers at the end, and then you're like, I do love this show.
Yeah, exactly. So, and I did like Sharon's episode. I did like it a lot because it was a little bit different, but it just didn't have the comedic value to it.
Agreed. So before we cap it off, I'm just going to say I appreciate everybody. Thank you everyone for tuning in, for all the feedback. Shout out to the Little Monsters. Take it away.
Guys, if you can, I honestly forgot what it was.
You forgot the outro?
I haven't done it in so long.
You did it last week.
Okay. Hey guys, so be sure to follow us on social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. We'll be posting some TikTok soon. Join the Discord. If you guys can leave us a review, that would be great. I think C-Max is trying not to look at me because he thinks that I'm probably really messing this up.
No, I just know if I look at you, you crumble for some reason.
I'm looking at
you. Like Medusa. With that note, guys, action-packed episode next week. We love you so much. Thanks for dealing with it. We're sorry we've been super tired and obnoxious, but we'll get at you next week. I don't have anything witty to say.
I was going to say, you're not going to do no quote?
No quotes today. Dang. I'm a man of few words, like Leatherface.